Morning audio brief for the grain markets. It's December 30, 8:56 a.m. Eastern Time, and Rich Paas of A Critical Point. Okay, yesterday we had some volatile action in the early part of the session. Slammed it down, slammed it up, slammed it back down. The model's saying it can still bounce even today for a level four top and then down tomorrow, but the model's also warning this behavior isn't what we should really see for something that's bullish. I don't think I want to play for any kind of upside move here into a level four. I think there's more downside coming. Now, the critical point tool, if we use that wild behavior at the beginning of the day yesterday, it would project that 590 level that I spoke of here earlier this week or yesterday. If we throw out that volatile moment and look at some of the rest of the trade during the day or during the overnight, then it suggests maybe no lower than 596 for this next level four bottom that is probably due tomorrow, okay? So I think there's a greater chance this market's going to remain soft into the end of the week here, and I think we're going to see some follow-through selling at the start of next year, start of next week, okay? So again, this could be nothing more than a level three downtrend, and we're going to get a level three uptrend in early January and could extend these larger trends, meaning we might see corn fully recover or higher. But I think there's, you know, every time we try for one of these tops, it just seems like it's increasing the odds that, you know, it's going to work. I'm still feeling like we probably have seen level two, level one tops. This market is going lower into February as we previously forecast, okay? And if that's the case, then 580, 570, 560, all those levels are a possibility depending on how the news flows, how what's going on in the weather in South America, where's the demand there, okay? So at any rate, I think this market acts a bit weak, frankly, and I think they're going to have the attitude of sell intraday rallies. So it's difficult for me to imagine that even if it wants to make a stand here today and have a level four upswing, I don't think it can go over 610, okay? I think we got more downside coming first for the corn market. Now, for the soybean market, we can see that the March futures are moving below the five-day average. Yesterday, they stopped selling near the five-day average, and I think it really was the seller who backed off, and it was just lingering, trickling kind of demand, kind of bounced off that five-day average, maybe some day traders trading. And then overnight, they couldn't even push it any higher. They could not follow through, and they sold, and now it's below the five-day average, below yesterday's low, sending a signal here that there's more downside. This level three trend, I think, is underway on the downside, and I think we have to consider a chance to return to about 1340. I can't even rule out as low as 1320 for this level three trend. I got a feeling this level three trend is not going to bottom until sometime next week, and it'll likely be early next week because, in theory, it can bottom this week. This might be just last-minute selling to finish off the month, the week, the quarter, the year, and then they just want to be bullish next week. And again, that's also depending on whether they can see any shift in weather in Brazil, Argentina, South America, any surprise bullish export news, and I just don't think they're going to get it. So here again, I am concerned the beans just works lower into late January, on into February, on into March even. A little bit different timing than corn, but a general idea of we can have a lengthy round of at least easing prices back. I'm not saying there's any reason for these markets to crash right now. Yes, I think they're overvalued, but it's not that kind of overvaluation where there'll be panic selling and the market will plummet. At least it's not looking that way at this time. I think it's going to be a struggle for the bears as well as for the bulls in coming months here. At any rate, trade over the overnight high and more so yesterday's high would be a sign of some kind of level four upswing. And maybe, let's put it this way, if it closes above yesterday's high at 1372.5, I would give consideration to a level three bottom in place and then question that maybe beans are going to move, take out the high of the year here for the March contract. Otherwise, it's looking like there's more downside here in the soybean market. Okay, for the wheat markets, basically we see the Minneapolis contract took out recent lows. I don't care for that. It might be a little bit of a trap and get some rebound later, but I think the Minneapolis wheat is saying pretty much done with this overall long-term bullish story here. And I think they're starting to question what's going on in the rest of the world. But I can see how it might have lingering support from those fundamentals, from the crop problem this year for a while. Yeah, let's face it. I mean, the wheat yield productions took a hit, right? So in the Chicago wheat, it looks like the market ought to top this morning or sometime today for a level four top. And it looks like it ought to be lower by tomorrow. The 5-day average is nearby resistance, so they may bounce it to that. And that would also be near or a little bit higher than yesterday's high, so watch that for resistance. It's going to take a sizably higher close to consider we've got a brand new level three uptrend. I think this has got to go lower first. I don't think this market can bottom till next week for level three, okay? So I say it's going lower into next into tomorrow, and I say the model's saying the same thing. We're in agreement here. It looks like the downside momentum is intact, and they're going to continue to sell to finish off the year, but I think they're actually going to sell a little bit next week. Looking out from next week and the following week, yes, we should have a level three upswing, but is it going to be more of range-bound within a developing long-term bear market? Is it going to be a weak rally and they're going to get more serious? Don't know yet, but I think there's selling coming in January. I think wheat will fall in line with our corn and soybean forecast. It's just a matter, can it be the leader to the downside now since it was so incredibly bullish late summer, fall, early winter, and now it's over and now it'll become the leader, the more bearish one. Don't know yet, okay? But it's looking like the world is evolving to be in line. I'd like to see some weakness in Australia. That's kind of the last bull stance or front, if you want to use war terminology here. It looks like the rest of the world is ready to give in on wheat and say, hey, we had a very good bull market this year, but it's probably over, all right? So watch that 5-day average for resistance here. Consider trade below yesterday's open for the March Chicago wheat. Probably a sign of some follow-through. Close below it, probably a sign, yes, level four downtrend into tomorrow or downswing. But also keep in mind, probably the level three trend is actually lower into sometime next week. And yes, we can revisit 760. And if the long-term bull market wants to develop a little faster pace, yeah, we can go much lower than that during January. But I, for the moment, I want to take it one step at a time. I can see some kind of trading range activity here in wheat for quite some time. And even corn and soybeans, I want to be cautious of being overly bearish. I don't know, there's just a lot of downside here into January, February, or even March in case of the soybeans, okay? But at the same time, keep in mind my long-term bearish scenario is saying can't really find a long-term bottom to June, and it's probably not even till fall of next year, meaning we're probably going to get a good crop after all. All right, hopefully this has been a little bit of help here. It's kind of interesting. We see these trends, but it seems like there's not a lot to trade here. You had to just be sitting still and patient for this up move in corn and soybeans. But it now feels like somebody out there is willing to take some profits and has returned to questioning, do we really have a South America bullish story there? All right, past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.